The Kingdom of God, A Heart Transformation. By Jesus Friend. I hope you enjoy this presentation. If you want to delve deeper into this or other topic, we can help, contact us. Overview. The Kingdom of God in this life begins in the believer's heart. One needs to be born again to understand its spiritual nature. Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3 verse 3. Christ taught that his kingdom will be established through the inspiration of his word, inward working of his spirit, fellowship, abiding, with him. He dwells in the heart by faith. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1 verse 27. All who receive him would partake of his nature, and be conformed to his character. If we are one with Christ, we'll be like him. This is the power of God's kingdom. Christ makes the subjects of his kingdom. This kingdom is of a new creation whose founder is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, John 1 verse 29. Thus we find that Christ is a personal Savior. The meek and lowly Savior is God in the flesh. Those who here acknowledge God as their leader, by obeying the laws of his government, will be accounted worthy of a place in his family in heaven. Key takeaways. When yet in this life, the spiritual kingdom of God begins in the heart. It signals the inner transformation by the grace of Jesus, implanting his own righteousness. By the power of his word and spirit upon the heart, one becomes partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption. The kingdom of God is Christ in you, reflecting his character, the hope of the highest glory. Receiving the welcoming call to inherit the heavenly kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world. Slideshow script. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God begins in the heart. Neither shall they say, Lo here! Or, Lo there! For, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17 verse 21. We need to be born again in order to understand the character of the heavenly kingdom, or discern its spiritual nature. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3 verse 3. What we all need is an inward transformation. We need to have a new heart. God's will is to purify and refine the defiled soul. Then he will implant in the heart his own righteousness, peace, and health. And humankind will become complete in him. This is the kingdom of God within you. Christ taught that his kingdom will be established through the inspiration of his word, inward working of his spirit, fellowship with him who is your life. Thus the greatest manifestation of the power of Christ's kingdom is seen in human nature brought to the perfection of his character. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1 verse 27. He dwells in the heart by faith. May Christ dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, to be able to comprehend and know the love of Christ, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3 verses 17 through 19. Therefore, all who receive him would partake of his nature, and be conformed to his character. Thus we find that Christ is a personal Savior. The meek and lowly Savior is God in the flesh. Therefore, if we are one with Christ, we will be like him. This is the power of God's kingdom. The word destroys the earthly nature and imparts a new life. Thus by faith in the Son of God, transformation takes place in our characters. Moreover, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. Transformation work continues without conversion by the truth. Furthermore, as the Spirit of Christ works upon our hearts, we become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1 verse 4. This is the ministry of the Divine Spirit in enlightening the understanding and opening the mind to the deep things of God's holy word. Christ makes the subjects of his kingdom they will return to their allegiance through the divine power. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. John 3 verse 6. Thus true wisdom is revealed in seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Unto what is the kingdom of God like? It is a new creation unfolding of the life principle which God has implanted as in the germ of a mustard seed. Its principles of development are the opposite of those that rule the kingdoms of this world. The founder of the new kingdom is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1 verse 29. In Christ's government there is no employment of force to compel the conscience. How to inherit the kingdom of God? Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25 verse 34. Those who here acknowledge God as their ruler, by obeying the laws of his government, will be accounted worthy of a place in his family in heaven. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22 verse 14. Follow us on social media. Thank you for watching.